We're learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara here is discussing that it's only a chatzitza. The Mishnah had mentioned that a isha cannot go out with chutei tzemer, chutei pishta, and a mitzvah shebereisha because that's called a chatzitza. She wants to be tevel when she has the chutei tzemer, chutei pishta, and a mitzvah, then she would have to remove them because they're a chatzitza for the tefillah. And she can't go out with them on Shabbos because maybe she'll have to be tevel tefillah shel mitzvah and remove them and come to carry them for Mishus HaRabbah. And the Gemara says, Rav Huna said, Stavka Bereish is a chatzitza, but Bitzavar is not a chatzitza. And the Gemara explains, because any shechanekes is atzma. When she has it around her neck, she doesn't have it tightly, it won't be a chatzitza because she wouldn't choke herself. So the Gemara had a kasha that says that she can't go out with chavakim shebitzavareim. Chavakim are leather straps around the neck. If any shechanekes is atzma, why can't she go out with leather straps around the neck? It won't be a chatzitza, she won't wrap it tightly around the neck because she doesn't want to choke herself. So Ravina said, we're talking about a katla, and there Aisha does choke herself in order that she should look fat, she should look like a balas basar. In those days that was very attractive. And Rashi says she's not really going to get choked because it's a wide leather strap. So therefore she won't get choked. It's not like a narrow chut, which is much more damaging. And therefore, there'll be a problem of chatzitza. So Taisus asks Akasha, the Mishnah also says she can't go out with the katla, but the Mishnah puts it together with the jewelry. In other words, the Mishnah starts off with the three things she can't go out, lei b'chut de tzemer, lei b'chut de pishtim, lei b'tzur shebereisha, and then it says, v'loi titvol behem atche terafe, which the Gemara explains, my time kamar. The reason why she can't go out those three is because of tvila. And then it says other things, tetefes, sarvitim, kavul, irshel zav, and katla, and nizamim, and all those things are jewelry, where the problem is, shalfu machvi, she might take it off to show it to her friends, and carry it for amis. So why is katla in the list of jewelry, which is the yis of shalfu machvi, when here we're saying it's because of chatzitza? So Taisa says that a katla really have both, you really have both problems with it. But then the problem is, so what's this braisa that says she can't go with chavakim shebitzavar, which means the katla? So what's the Gemara's kasha that she's not chenekes atzma, but typically have shalfu yomachvi? So Taisa says she could wear a katla one of two ways. She could wear it loosely, and then all it is an ornament, and then you'll be shalfu yomachvi, but it won't be a chatzitza. She could wear it tight around the neck, and then she won't be shalfi or machvi, Taisa says, interesting, because then she's trying to keep it on to be a balas basar. That's why she's wearing it tight around the neck. So she's not going to take it off, then she won't look like a balas basar anymore. But since she's wearing it tightly, then you have the problem of chatzitza. So katla has two problems. When she's wearing it loosely, then there's no problem of chatzitza, but then there's the problem of shalfi or machvi. When she's wearing it tightly, then there's no problem of shalfi machli because she wants to be a balas basar, but then there will be a problem of chatzitza. And Taisa explains why, how the Gemara knew that this braisa had to be al chatzitza, can't be al shalfi machli. Taisa explains because it's daima to the chudim shebazneim, where there's no shalfi machli. The Rishonim say a different nusach. They say there are two types of katla. Actually, they have a girsa of kartala here, as opposed to katla. That's two different things. Chavakim shebitzavareim is not a jewelry at all. Chavakim shebitzavareim is just a possible problem of chatzitza. And there, since she keeps it tight, is a problem of chatzitza. Mashegin, the katla of the Mishnah is a completely different thing. It is an ornamental thing. It has made out of gold, so she can tighten it around the neck. She'll choke. And that particular thing in the Mishnah is a jewelry and is the Issa of Shalfi Umachvi. So good. Sazei would say, Mashma Yisdar Shinikib Benayim. There's no Machlekes LaHalacha between Taisus and the Rishonim. Taisus says that it's the same thing and there's two ways to wear it. One way where you'll have Shalfi Umachvi and the other way where you won't have Shalfi Umachvi but you'll have Chatzitza. And the Rishonim say, no, it's two different things. The Katla of the Mishnah is does not have the, she won't be able to wear it tight around the neck, does not have the problem of chatzitza, only shofar machli. And the kartala, or the chavakim shebetzareim, the kala of the brisa, does not have the problem of shofar machli because it's not decorative, but it does have the problem of chatzitza. But in the Ramban, I see clearly there is a machlokes ladina, because the Ramban doesn't like Tosfos Teretz, because he says, Chazal never made a chilek whether the woman herself is wearing it tightly or loosely. Chazal decided how this beged is normally worn, and asked it or matted in all cases on tzloi plug. So if a katla tight around the neck is a problem of chatzitza, even if you happen to be wearing it loosely, and it won't be a chatzitza, it's also aser. So that sounds to me a chiddush ladina, a machlokes, that Tosfos holds that things that are aser on chatzitza, if you're wearing them in a way that it won't be a chatzitza, it would become mutter. Mashen Kain, the Ramban holds that once Chazal asked it, because it's normally worn tightly, even though you're wearing it in a way which is loosely, which is not a chatzitza, it would be aser. And Jusanta Machlekes, in this prat, it seems we would pass in like Tosfos, because the Shulchan Aruch also brings Chavakim Shebetzrei and Katla as one of the things that are aser al tefillah, because isha chenekes atzma, and the Shulchan Aruch also brings katla as part of the jewelry that's also shalchli amachli, and the Taz shtelzach like Tosfos, and he says Tosfos Teretz that the same garment, the same item, when it's done tight around the neck, then you don't have shalchli amachli, you just have chetzitza. When it's done loose, you don't have chetzitza, you just have shalchli amachli, and that's what's brought down in the Pesachim and in the Mishneh Berurah. So it would seem, if there's a machlokes halacha between Tosfos and the Ramban, whether something which is ordinarily worn tightly and you're wearing it loosely, would that be mutter? So it would seem that we pass in the kula like Tosfos. And now let's go later. The Gemara talks about, the Mishnah mentions teitefes, that you can't go with teitefes. And the Gemara says, what's a teitefes? And Yosef says, chumrasa de katifta. Chumrasa is a kasher, as she says, a bundle. A knotted bundle, the katifta means it takes care of the ayin hara. So Abaye said, why isn't that mutter? V'tevik a kameyam mumcha v'tishtri. It should be like a kameyam mumcha and become mutter. That's why Abaye said that the tefes is some sort of a jewelry that's put on the front of her head, and the Gemara brought a brisa like Abaye, and the issur shalfi umachfi. So the Sfasemish tells us, why did Abaye ask him a question, v'tevik a kameyam mumcha v'tishtri? Maybe Rav Yosef held it's a kamei she'ena mumcha. Maybe Rav Yosef held that it's not clear that it works for the ayin hara. You know, a kamei mumcha has to be mumcha. It has to have worked three times. We have to know for sure it works. Maybe this chumrus of the katifta is something which doesn't work so well. So the Sfasem says, al karchach, he can't say that's the reason why it's aser, because the Mishnah says, v'shman she'enam tfurim, when it's not sewn. If the issur was because it doesn't work so good, so it has nothing to do with being sewn. It's put together with all the different jewelry. The issur is shalfi umachmi, that she might take it off and show it. So Abaye is being a raya. Just like she wouldn't take off a kamei mumcha because it's not a jewelry. You only take off jewelry. Kamei mumcha is a healing thing. You don't take off a healing thing to show it. There's nothing to show. So who would then a chumrus of the katifta? Hey, yes, you're not answering it because it doesn't work, it's ineffective. Otherwise, it wouldn't make a difference if it's tefurim. You're answering because she'll take it off. But a kamei mumcha, she doesn't take it off. So who would in a chumrus of katifta, she won't take it off? That's a pshat in Abaye's kasha. Now, the Dibris Meisha, he says, well, what's takip pshat? For a kamei mumcha, we know you have to test it three times, and it has to work three times. By this chumrus of the katifta, how would you manage to test it three times? Bishleim, if something's working for a chayli, so you can see a person's sick. You give him the kameya, it becomes better. So you see it works. So that's what makes it a kameya mumcha. Hashenk and ayin hara, you give it to someone and nothing happens to him. How do you know it's because of the kameya? Maybe he happened not to get an ayin hara that time. How would you possibly make it mumcha? So the Rebbe's Meisher says the Mishneh Berurah seems to have shelzach on the kasha. And he says it was well known in those days that this thing works. And l'chay, what he means is that kameya mumcha is an untested, uncharted kameya. So you have to work it three times. Hashem Kain, if something which already has been used by a lot of people, and people know, people have the knowledge to know that it definitely is effective, so that would make it like a Kamehameha Mumcha. But the Mishaburu himself brings from the Sharat Zion, he says, the Chayr should be telling him a Chalikis Rashi and Taisus. Because Rashi holds that if a Kamehameha has been proven to work three times, so even if you write another Kamehameha, but since this particular formula, this particular Lachash of the Kamehameha, well, the Gemara also talks about a Kamehameha Shel Ikrin, so this particular roots have been known to work, so even now you're taking another one, but you're taking the same, a similar one to what's working, so that's considered also a Kamehameha Mumcha. Hashem Taisus holds no. You need that these particular Kamehameha, this actual Igeris, this actual parchment work three times. Or by the Ikrin, these herbs themselves work three times. So Ibazai, a Chumras of the Ketifta, how would you manage to get, according to Taisus, that this particular Chumras will work three times? So the Sharetziyim blind straight with this Kasha. And the Ibazai Meshav brings this all down. And he says, so you have to say, Gamalika Yisait. He says, why is a Kamehameha Sheina Mumcha a problem? Is it because if it doesn't provide refuah, then it's carrying? He says, no. The aside why it's not considered, why it's considered a Malbush is only because people wear it for carrying. It's a derech to use this for refuah. People wear it for refuah. That's why it's not called carrying. It's a derech to be used for refuah. But even if Klape Shmaya Galia doesn't work, but if it's a derech to use it for refuah and people are using it for refuah, that's also called a takshit. So what's the pshat that a Kamehameha Sheina Mumcha is an iser? Because a Kamehameha Sheina Mumcha people wouldn't use because they'd want to use a Kamehameha Mumcha. Everyone's interested in using a Kamehameha Mumcha. So people aren't going to use the Kamehameha Sheina Mumcha so easily. So Mele Chazal Vageizer is not the Raisa, but Chazal Vageizer that looks like you're carrying because it's not something that people would use so easily. Vashenki in the Schumers of the Ketifta, when you want to get rid of the Ayin Ara, there's no way to make a mumcha like we're saying. It's impossible to try and test it. How are you going to know if it really works for the Ayin Ara? Well, you're not going to have the Ayin Ara anyway. So in a case where the pshat is, you can't get it any more mumcha than this. This is as mumcha as it's going to come. Then it wouldn't be called carrying, even if it's not so mumcha. But this is the derech of people to use because you can't get it any more mumcha. So mele, it wouldn't be called carrying. That's the chiddush of Moshe sees in Agamar. And now let's go later. The Gemara discusses what a kavul is, if it's a kippah shel tzemer or kavul da'avdam, and we'll get more into kavul da'avdam beis Hashem on the next amud. And kippah shel tzemer, the question is it mutter because it's under the svacha and she won't be able to show it without being megala here, or is it asur because maybe she will show it, she'll be able to slip it out from under the svacha. And then the Gemara talks about an istama, and the Gemara brought the brisa. What's an istama? So the Gemara says an istama is a bizayini. And what's that? The Gemara says it's a kalya pruchi. Kalya pruchi means it stops those that fly out. Rashi says it means the hairs that come out, that stick out, that fly out, that's a pruchi. And kalya means it covers them. It stops them from flying out of a hair covering. And L'chaya, according to Rashi, the reason why it's also to go out with it on Shabbos, it says you can only go b'chatzir, you can't go b'shisar rabbin, is L'chaya the same reason as kippah, because they might show it, it's somewhat decorative, and they might show it to her friends, even though the hair might start falling out, but it's not really uncovering the entire hair, it's just a few stray hairs flying out, so she wouldn't be so makbid on it, and she'll show it to her friends. But the Rif and the Rosh have a different pshat in Kalya Pruchi. Pruchi, they learn, means flies. And Kalya Pruchi means it's supposed to get away the flies. They learn it's a strap, which you have different strings, threads, hanging down from the strap over her face. And you, when she shakes her head, so the flies fly away. That's the way she could get rid of the flies without shooing them away with her hands. And the Rif says the reason why it's also to go out with it, Rishus HaRabim, is because it's not a tachshit. He says that at the end, when it says the Tanur Abban and Gimel Dvarim Nehem Ve'istama, Eimah Mishim Klayim Ve'inim Tam Menegom Ve'ini Yosef Mishim Sarabim, he says the reason why you're not about to Sharam is She'ein Etakshit. Nothing to do with Shalfa Mamachvi. The Torah and the Shulchan Aruch bring the Rif and the Rashi's Pshat. They don't bring Rashi's Pshat. And the Bach says it's not a Takshit, it's a Masi. And the Shar Tzion on the Shulchan Aruch that brings it, it's Sifkat and Yud. He says you can't say it's a Masi Deraisa because why would it be Mutta L'Chatzir? Chatzir L'Chatzir even means a Chatzir She'ena Murevis. It brings from the Goyen, it's even a Chatzir She'ena Murevis. If no Erev, you can't, if something's seriously called carrying, you can't go out to a Chatzir She'ena Murevis also. Teretz says it's a Xeri Derabanan. I mean, Deraisa, it would be called somewhat of a Takshit because it is somewhat helpful. It's getting away the flies. But Midarabanan, they didn't want to consider it a Takshit, and therefore they asked it in Midarabanan. Now, the Gemara says, Gimel Dvarim Nehmu Be'istama, and the first one is Eimbe Mishum Klayim. So there is a big discussion in the Rishonim why it's Eimbe Mishum Klayim. Rashi says, it's Eimbe Mishum Klayim Shesur Kimin Levit. It's called, it's made out of felt. Vein Tvuya, it's not spun. Felt is you take the comb fibers and you press them together, you make a baguette out of it. You don't spin it into threads and weave it into a baguette. So the Taisis and the Rishayim all ask, it's a Mefurish Mishnah, Levadim Asurim Neishen Shuin. That since it's combed, right, Midaraisa, you need Shua, Tavli, and Nuz, you need all combed and spun and woven, but Midarabanan, even one of them is good enough. Either Shua, Tavli, or Nuz is good enough. So Shuin, Levadim, felt, that's wool and linen together, has an Issa Derabanan because it's Shuin. So what's the Pshat? The Rif also says, like Rashi, that it's not Tavli. And this is the Rishayim's Kasha. So the Ramban says that maybe Vibalt Levadim is an Issa Derabanan, it's Xerius Chachamim. So the only Gezer on a Malbush that's made from Levadim. Marshenkin here, it's kind of like a Takshit. It's a very small covering of the stray hairs. It's just like a band. So that they weren't Gezer. But that's the first pshat, if you learn Rashi Kipshutai without what the Rishayim add, that's done, since it's not Tavli, it's Mutter, and why is it an Asim Midarabanan? So Ramban says because there were guys who were on clothing, not on small bands like this. But Revid Rishayim, Taisis, and Kama other Rishayim, they all say because it's Kasha, because it's hard. And they explain, if it's Taka Shatnez Deraisa, that's Shua Tavli Vinuz, so then, even if it's Kasha, it's considered klayim, and they bring a raya from big dekuna. Big dekuna is kashim. Big dekuna is hard. They weren't soft begadim; they were hard begadim. And nevertheless, it says that the Torah was matir klayim. Like I have a big dekuna. Vaisa says klayim deraisa. So you see that by deraisa dika klayim, even kashim is klayim. But when you have derabanan dika klayim, like levadim, or they also talk about if you're not wearing it or putting it on you, fakert, you're lying down on it with its inisa derabanan, but they weren't geizer by kashim. So who did my levadim? They weren't geizer by kashim. So that's the second time why it's not klayim. In other words, the time of ena arug alone is not enough. It's also need the time together with the fact that it's kashim. Taisus and Kamri Yishenim say that. Now Taisus brings another pshat in the aruch about what exactly this istama is. Lechayr a third pshat that the Aruch says the istam is a chaticha shel beged that's muzav v'kayvim mayavanim tayvim margolius. You have a cloth band, but it's for the purpose of putting on gold and precious stones and pearls. So the reason why it doesn't have a shem beged is because it's not the beged. It's not the ikur. The ikur is the gold. The beged is just holding the gold and the pearls. The ikur is a tachshit. So it's not a beged. That's why it's not metame. It's not doesn't have klayim. That's why it's not metame b'negoim. It's a takshit, but it's not a beged. I saw in Reb Chaim Knievsky in Derech Emuna in Hilchos Klayim Perek Yud Halacha Chaf in the Bir Halacha that he has that he wants to know: do we pass in Halacha like this Aruch? Even though the Rishayim have another pshat in Istama, but maybe La Halacha we could pass in like the Aruch's pshat also. And he says the Paiskim don't bring it, so it's Mashmi no passing that way. But he brings it. The Arz Zeruah does bring it, and it's brought as a raya to a din which is brought in the Shach. So Bekitza, he says that would be mashm, we do pass in that way, but he blinds with the tzarechian. And then he says he found there's a sefer ma'asav v'cholamachnas that discusses it. So we already have three reasons why it's not kelai. Rashi says simply, Rashi and the Rif say simply because it's not tavui. And could be the pshat is they weren't geyser, if it's just a band, I levadim are assuming they're abanim, but they weren't geyser, it was just a band, it's their ramban. Then we have the rishtaisis and the rishainim that say because it's kasha, the fact that it's not tavui and it's kasha, that's why they weren't geyser. And we have the aruch that says that the main thing isn't the beggar, the main thing is the jewelry. Now the Ramban claims to say a svara that Vibalt that doesn't have any chimum, the beggar has no chimum, it's not a beggar. And the Rambam says similar, but the Rambam adds a little bit. The Rambam says like this, the Rambam is in Uchaz Klein, Perek Gid Olach Achav, Tzitz shel arei meshe ki yoytze vem, she tolle ben chute tzema ve chute pishte medudom apnei adam, ki lafriya chazavuvim. The Rambam learns that the istima is like the Rif. The Kali Yipruchi means that you have chutim that are there to chase away the flies. But he says that the tzitz, the thing it's hanging on, is arei meshe ki yoytze vem. It's leather, it's silk, it's something like that. And what do you have on it? You have chutei tzemer and chutei pishtin that are medudolim on it in order to chase away the flies. He says, ein b'mishim klein, she'ein derech chimum b'kach. So that sounds like the Ramban's tam. That's not, it's a beggar without chimum doesn't have klayim. But Reb Chaim Knievsky's medayik in the Derech Amuna, and the Rambam only says that it's mutter when the tzitzis are in meshi. Why didn't the Rambam say even if the tzitzis is pishtan or tzemer, that also should be mutter? Now the Rambam happens to hold it's actually a big machlekes rishainim. What's a din when you have a leather beged, and on one side is attached a pishtan beged, and the other side is attached a tzemer beged? The tzemer and pishtan are not attached to each other. But there's one beged, the three materials in the beged, but the tzemer and pishtim are not attached to each other. They're both attached to the leather that's in the middle. The Rambam happens to hold it's a chibur. Rav Rishenim holds it's not a chibur, and that's a psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Simin Shin Aleph Sif Yudalet. I mean, Simin Shin Sif Dalet. The Rav Rishenim holds it's not a chibur if the tzemer and pishtim are not mechubur together. But the Rambam Meshitase, the Rambam holds that if you have Tzemer on one side, Pishtan on the other side, they're both Mechubit to the Ar, it's called Shatnez, so he has to say a different Heter here, and he says the Heter is Lav Derechimim Mekach. But like Reb Chaim Knievsky is Medayik, but he only says it when the Tzitz is Ar. What about if the Tzitz is Tzemer or Pishtan? It sounds like it would be Aser. Why? If it's Ein Derechimim Mekach, so why does he have to say the Tzitz is Ar and Meshi? Now Zakt Reb Chaim, Vaisis, the Rambam holds that the etzem band that the tzemer and pishtan chutim are hanging on to be kalya de pruchi, that band, there is chimum in that band. Where is there no chimum? Only in the things that are hanging down. That's where there's no chimum. But in the band, there is chimum. So mele halacha l'maisa, if the band is tzemer and pishtan, but that's the Rambam, it would be nisa the rice of klayim. But since the band is art, and the chutei tzemer and the chutei pishtan that are hanging on the band, they're considered mechubah to each other through the band, that's the Shittas Rambam, but there's no chimum, they're just being mafriach the flies. So that's why it's not klein. So frek, the b'chaim can ask you, what do you mean? There's an halach in Shulchan Aruch. That if you have a beged, a cotton beged, and you're wearing a cotton beged, and on the bottom of the cotton beged there's a lining of tzemer u'pishtim, but you're not wearing that lining, that lining is dragging on the floor. You're wearing the cotton beged and the tzemer u'pishtim dragging on the floor. Shulchan Aruch says that that's an issur shatnez. So here also, you're wearing a, if the Rambam holds that the band in the middle, if that's that is mechamim, if that would be tzemer u'pishtim, would be shatnez. So who did if it's aron meshi, but you have this, and you're not being mechamim from the tzemer u'pishtim, but it's all one big beged. And the halach is if you're mechamim from any part of the beged, it's already aser. That's because the whole beged is royal lechimum. If you have an entire beged, it's all royal lechimum. You happen to be wearing the part that's not the tzemer u'pishtim. The part that is the tzemer u'pishtim is on the floor. But it's all royal lechimum, and you're wearing the beged and be mechamim with this part, that's an issur shatnez. Mashenkin, if the tzemer u'pishtim are bechal royal lechimum, and the part that's royal lechimum is bechal tzemer u'pishtim, there the halach is and it's mutter. That's how he's learning up this din. But he says, the Rif and the Rosh, that also say that talking about the Kali Yipruchi, the flies, they don't mention that the band is Dafka Aron Meshi. It's Mashmah from the Rif and the Rush, that even if the band would be Tzemer and Pishtim, it would be mutter. And the Rif and the Rosh say the reason why. Like we said, because it's not Arug. And like we said, they weren't Geyser because it was a ban. We said in the Ramban, or maybe because it's Kashem. So he says, they go Lashitasei. Because Rav Yishayim hold that we passing, you need all three. Shua, Tavli, and Nuz. And if you don't have all three, it's not Klayim Deraisa. And once it's Klayim Derabana, we can be Mechalik between Nis and Levadim. Vashayim, and the Rambam holds Levadim is Klayim Deraisa. The Rambam holds you only need one. You only need either Shua or Tavli or Nuz. So that's where the Rambam had to come on with the Tam of Lav Derechimim Bekach. But the Rambam held that Vada there is Chimim in the band. The Lav Derechimim is Dafke and the Tzem and the person coming down. So if the band is Tzemru or Pishtim, will be Shatnes. Vashayim, if the band is Ur, and the Tzemru or Pishtim, Mechal aren't made for Chimim, that makes it not a Begit for Chimim, that makes it Mutter.